You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
That's it. It's real now. He is in Kissimmee, Florida. And this is an Astros podcast. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. And me, Tags, it's got to be great just to get out of the upper 70s and 80-degree weather in Houston and get down to Florida.
Yeah, you know, it's nice weather down here, a little cooler than Houston, but still, you know, when the guys are out there in the field and playing a little catch and day before pitchers and catchers report, it certainly warms your heart anyway. But, no, it's good to get down here and know that they're ready to get this thing fired up.
So I got to assume that a lot of them have already shown up.
Yeah, you know, today was report day, or Thursday was report day for pitchers and catchers, and it certainly seemed like there was a good turnout. I know Jeff Luhnow said he wasn't expecting there to be any delays with anybody. A few position players have trickled in, too. I saw Springer on Thursday. Of course, the catchers are here. A couple of the younger position players, Alex Bregman, the number two pick in last year's draft, he's here already, and Derek Fisher, outfielder, high draft pick, is here, so... The guys are trickling in, and I think we're going to have a Correa sighting on Friday, apparently, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. So no real drama coming in. What's the main theme? What's, like, if you would, you know, sort of a headline to this camp, whether it's a position battle or something along those lines?
Well, I was talking to Dallas Keuchel on Thursday, and he said that it's kind of weird. It's a little more relaxed this year just because there aren't a lot of battles, really. You know, we've talked about first base. Of course, that's going to be a wide-open battle. But the outfield is set, and, you know, we're going to see Balbuena at third, and middle infield is set. You know, there's a battle for backup catcher and, you know, maybe a bullpen spot, and they're trying to determine the last spot in the rotation from six guys. But as far as years past, when there's been a lot of uncertainty at multiple positions, you know, they're coming into this year pretty much set. I know first base is a huge issue and a big position to fill, but you take away that and there's really not a lot of drama. You know, injuries are going to happen. We know that. Luke Gregerson's already got a little oblique strain. It's going to put him behind a little bit. We know those things can linger. And, you know, there's going to be some other unforeseen things as we go through the next 6 weeks, but they want a drama-free camp, and you know, they got a shot to get it, assuming they stay healthy.
So then, what will you know? Will AJ Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, what will they be spending their time really working on?
Well, you know, they do have some new faces this year, and how to handle pitchers, I think, is going to be a big key. Giles is new. At the back end of the bullpen, Pfister's in the fold. And you have a lot of pitchers coming off career-high innings. McHugh, Keuchel, McCullers, even in the bullpen, somebody like Will Harris. I think they're going to treat all these guys a little bit differently as the spring goes on. So I think really juggling the mechanics of when these guys pitch and get on the mound. Now all these guys I mentioned, I mean, their roles are pretty much set, so it's not like they have anything to prove, which helps, but... and then also, you know, dividing up the at-bats at first base. You know, Evan Gattis is out 4 to 6 weeks with their hernia surgery, so that opens up a DH spot where, you know, every day they can put maybe a Singleton there or Tyler White or whomever it is just to get another look at first base. So, you know, it's kind of the only good thing to come from the Gattis injury is they can use those bats anywhere else. But, you know, I think Hinch is going to have to manage expectations a little bit. People expect this club to win. I think the players expect to win. And Hinch always does a good job of keeping the club even keeled, no matter the mindset. We saw that last year when no one picked them. And he had them go out there with us against the world mentality. And then as the season went along and they were in first place week after week and well into September, he really did a good job keeping everybody calm and focused. And, you know, now he's going to have to deal with those expectations from day one. And, you know, I think it's going to be a challenge for him, but I think he's the right man for the job.
Is there, you know, it's kind of interesting when you don't have the drama and you don't have, you know, any big battles to worry about. I mean, it's fun to see how, as an example, the Gattis at-bats get divvied up. But from a newsy standpoint, for you, how do you calibrate your daily workload?
Well, yeah, I say there's no drama, but there's stories. I mean, you look around the clubhouse every day, and there's stories. I talked with Alex Bregman today. You know, he was in college a year ago. Here he is in big league camp. Carlos Correa, what did you think of him? And Bregman's going to be a shortstop. And, you know, is he nervous? Is he butterflies here? And you talked to Will Harris. Can he do what he did again? And Correa's going to be here. Sophomore slump. How's Correa going to respond? Is he going to be a guy who might contend for the MVP? And can George Springer stay healthy and put a whole season together? So, yeah, while there might not be any glaring headlines, you're not going to see scroll across the bottom of MLB Network, there are stories in every corner of the clubhouse. So, I mean, you just have to come in here every morning and chit-chat with the guys and have a plan of things you're going to write. And then there's always two or three other things that pop up, like they did today on the first day I was here on Thursday with Gregerson saying he wants to close. And then Pat Neshek has a little coming off his foot injury talk for the first time. And those are kind of unforeseen things. So you have to come in with a plan and then kind of think on your feet a little bit and kind of watch practice and see who's doing what and who stands out and who doesn't, and make sure no one limps off the field.
So, you know, it's also it's such a different, environment, situation to be in when you go from, you know, being the hunter now to kind of the hunted, right? I mean, the Astros are now a team with a bullseye on their back to some degree. It just seems to me that's a big philosophical change for a young team to undergo, right? To come into camp knowing that people are gunning for them, and how does that change things? Do you sense a different attitude that way? Does it just manifest itself in more confidence, or can it be the type of thing that maybe sometimes isn't always beneficial?
Yeah, because I think that, you know, everyone on the outside is expecting them to do well and do big things, but I mean, I think they're expecting that as well. I think they welcome the challenge. I mean, you know, Jose Altuve has proved people wrong his whole life, and now everyone is going to be out to get him and his teammates, and Correa is the same way. And you know, I think they're going to revel in a chance to play the role of the hunted for once. And some of the guys that have been around a long time, Keuchel and Marwin and Jason Castro and Altuve, who for years, you know, have suffered a lot of losses, hey, for a chance to enter the season is, you know what, this could be our year. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to believe these guys are not going to rise to that challenge and be up for that, because that doesn't happen a whole lot. I mean, the Astros made the playoffs last year. It was the first time in 10 years. So you got to cherish those moments while you can. And this team is built to win and can win this year. And I think they believe they can win. And I think the players expect to win, you know, not, I don't know, win at all. But certainly if they don't get to the playoffs, it's going to be a disappointment.
All right, well, where are the best karaoke spots in Kissimmee?
Like, where? Well, Applebee's becomes Club Applebee's at 10 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. There's karaoke, and then there's, you know, it depends where you go. Different nights and different DJs and different crowds, but you can always find a mic somewhere, Dave.
Is Chipper Jones still over at the Wing House?
Who's it, Chipper Jones?
Yeah, he was always at the Wing House.
Oh, I've not seen Chipper Jones at the Wing House. We're early in camp, so still a chance for him to get out there.
All right,
I'll report back.
What's that?
I'll report back next week.
Yeah, no, that's stuff we want to get to the bottom of. Do you have time when you're down there, Brian, to do anything fun? I mean, I know the guys get up at the crack of dawn. You're in there trying to cherry pick whatever story you can find. It goes till early evening, then you got to write. Do you ever have a chance to enjoy a little bit of Florida?
Not really. I mean, you get here early, you know, try to be here by 8, and especially when the games start, you're working from 8 a.m. until, you know, I don't mean to whine. I mean, I know I'm not exactly digging ditches here, but, you know, you work from 8 a.m. till 5 or 6 at night, and, you know, you get back to the hotel, and you know, you grab a bite to eat, and next, you know, you got to go to bed and do it again the next day. You know, the occasional day off, you just want to relax or do your laundry or catch up on some other stuff, pay bills. So not a lot of free time and time to do a lot of fun stuff. But, you know, I think the players and the media and the front office, I mean, everybody's part of the grind. And at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's tough. But I know as far as what we do, and announcers too. I mean, we're out here, we're covering baseball, and we're outside, and that sure beats doing a lot of other things. But I think it is important, you know, if you do, you know, you do try to get out and see people. There's a lot of people here in town from the Braves and the Astros, and have dinners and yuck it up a little bit, and not just go from the facility to your hotel and do nothing else. It's hard at times, but you have to, I think, try to have a little bit of a social life while you're out here.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Sunshine State. As always, we love the updates, and can't wait to hear how karaoke goes tonight.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Come on down, and we can do a duet maybe.
One of these days. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.